This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Jupiter, Florida. For the final time, the Cardinals are packing their bags after the game today against the Nationals and heading north. They'll be in Memphis tomorrow for a game, an exhibition game against the Redbirds, and then it's on Thursday as the Cardinals will take on the Minnesota Twins at Busch Stadium. Meantime, St. Louis City SC just getting their season started. They are now 5 games into it, and for the first time, they have dropped a contest. They lost yesterday to Philadelphia 1-0. And joining us on the line is their sporting director, Lutz Pfannenstiel. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. You'll be back at Energizer Park on the 30th, and that'll be 1 week from today against Austin, a time to kind of collect yourselves and try to figure out what you needed to do to be better. Let's talk about it a little bit in that game yesterday. What did you see in the Philadelphia game that you'd like to improve upon?
Yeah, to be honest, it was disappointing. You know, we never really played our game the first half. We played against the wind, and Philly really used it very smartly. They put a lot of pressure on us, especially the first few minutes with lots of throw-ins, lots of set pieces. They didn't let us breathe. And, yeah, we didn't really defend that well. I think it sums it up if I say our three best players were Ben Lund, our goalkeeper, and Ben Lund again. So that's not a compliment to the rest of the team, to be honest. I think we didn't defend too bad, but with the ball, creating chances, just was not good enough, Tom. And that's something to work on now, you know, in the next week. Obviously, the red card of Edu Leuven in the 65th minute completely killed it, because then it's very hard to play against a team which we knew well, which we know Bradley Connell very well. We know exactly how they play and what the match plan was and what we had to expect. But sometimes you need to go on the field and you bite back and you need to fight back. And if you go there, play, and think it happens by itself, then you're walking away with a loss, and that's what happened yesterday.
What is going on in terms of possession? It looked like that number was pretty low. In fact, I think it was the lowest number you've had.
Yeah, it was the lowest one so far. I mean, you know, we never were a big possession team, and we don't really have to be and want to be a big possession team because the turnovers and the transitions are our biggest moments. And I think yesterday we just could not get hold of the ball. We struggled with the aggressive approach Philly had. And you know, to be also very complimentary to Philadelphia, they had lots of players on international duty. They threw in younger guys with not that much MLS experience, and they played for their life. They fought. If you're looking at player by player, well, I would say we had a better first 11 on the team on the pitch, but that's not how professional football works. You know, you need to be out there, you need to perform, and if it doesn't work, you need to grind, and that's what Philly showed us yesterday how it's done.
Edward Leuven gets a red card. He had two yellows. I believe they were like 11 minutes apart, and he was very close to being subbed out, wasn't he, on that last one?
Yeah, that's the tragedy here. That, you know, it was basically the last moment when Edu would have come off, and we would have had the opportunity to play 11 against 11. And foul off from Chris Durkin, and Edu basically is frustrated, and it's very obvious to see also if you rewatch the game, and he just has this little kick out and then kicks the ball away, and the referee makes that decision. Hard decision, because it was not like that he shot the ball away over miles. But if the referee sees it that way, then it's fair enough. And Edu is an experienced player. You know, he's not a kid anymore. So I think that's where you have to own your mistakes. And he knew that it obviously had an impact on the game. But again, you know, not one to blame here now, Edu Leuven, because we didn't do well as a team. But that's all things which coming into the playing a big role in the final result. And yeah, I have to sit down this week, because it was a good start, but yesterday it also showed that we have a lot of work to do in the coming weeks.
And I watched it down here in Florida, and you know, the first part of the game I said, well, you know, they look pretty good to me, talking about your team, because you know, they're prepared, they know what Bradley Carnell for the most part is going to throw at them, and it looked good, didn't it? I thought the start of the game was good.
I don't agree on that one, Tom. I thought the first 10 minutes, 12 minutes, we didn't look. I would say too focused. They ran over us. They got their set pieces. They scored out of that one. And then I do agree with you. After we were 1-0 down, we slowly got a bit more ball control, a bit more control of the game, and it wasn't completely disastrous. But, you know, I don't like to use this word a lot, but I have to use it today. I felt that we were harmless, and that's not a good word. If you're a professional soccer team, you don't want to be labeled harmless. You need to be out there, and you need to always have the feeling that we can score. And this is our big strength last year and also this year early on, that we always looked we are able to score out of nowhere, or we look dangerous in moments where we finish a counterattack. Yesterday, we were harmless.
Yeah, no, that's a word that you don't want to use, for sure. No, you're right. I mean, I think the very beginning of it, maybe the first 10 minutes of the game, just did not look like it was in your like you normally do, and then, you know, kind of found your footing there, I guess, is more of what I mean, and there was more hope, I thought, that you were going to get it done, but definitely not in the beginning. So how do you rectify that now, and tell me a little bit about Austin and what you have here on March 30th?
Yeah, Austin, you know, they did spend a lot of money in off-season, have a new coach, so lots of changes. They're playing today, so I can watch them very nicely today on the couch. Actually, I can't. I have to watch City 2, but I will watch it after. They play against San Diego, so that's a hard test for them as well. They started off, you know, they haven't scored many goals, scored two. They haven't conceded two. So it's a team which is still trying to find each other when it comes to the rhythm and when it comes to knowing each other. Plenty of new players. But they did spend a lot of money, and they have big expectations. So it will be a tough one next Sunday. But I think for us, it's all about the reaction now, Tom. You know, coming back and being beaten in Philly. And of course, there was a bit of an emotion involved as well. And you play against your former coach. Now it's time to really work hard and week this training and this whole week and be focused in what we want to do at home. I think it's obviously always different the way you set up, because the crowd expects you to be on the front foot. They expect you to create. They expect to attack, and that's what we want to do. And, so it's really up to the players and up to the coaching staff this week to get it out of their system what happened yesterday. And, you know, I mean, I sound like now I'm just coming from a funeral, but we only lost one game so far, so it's not all that that dark like I make it sound right now. So having said that, now I'm actually smiling. I'm looking forward next week, a big crowd again, in Energizer Park, and you know, the crowd will push us forward, and I hope we get that result we want to against Austin next week.
Well, you have high expectations for this team. One last thing, is it still the same with Roman Berkey? Is he still a couple weeks away from returning?
Yeah, there will be no changes in goal. You know, it takes some time. I mean, we know it's public that there is an injury, and it will still take some while. But having said that, and I'm glad you asked me, because, you know, I mean, it's also not the right way now to look and say, oh, when is Roman Berkey coming back? We have to deal with that. He's injured. He's our captain. It's not good. But the way so far Ben Lund performed in his last two games is absolutely amazing. He kept a clean sheet last week against Seattle. He did amazingly well yesterday, as I said, definitely our man of the match by a mile. So I'm not really too worried right now about the goalkeeper position. And Ben, you know, we believe in Ben, and Ben shows what he's capable of. So I think it's more for us now not to cry about Roman Berkey, but to really celebrate how well a goalkeeper like Ben Lund have done.
That's well said. You are fortunate to have Lund. He was very, very good. Lutz, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate this. We'll see you get back at it a week from today against Austin.
Yeah, I hope I will sound a little bit more happy next week, Tom.
Oh, look, I mean, I appreciate you. Thank you, Lutz. Lutz Fantasy.
All right, cheers. You know, thank you.
Thank you. Not fun to lose. And losing as Bradley Carnell in Philadelphia get the better of St. Louis 1-0. First loss of the season for a city. They had not given up a goal all season up until that match yesterday, 1-0. We will take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll reset what this Cardinals roster is going to look like for 2025 and get commentary from John Mozeliak right here on KMOX.